Exodus chapter 40. And the Lord Jehovah spoke to Moses, saying, On the first day of the first month, Nisan 1, March, April, you shall set up the tabernacle of the tent of the congregation, and you shall put in it the ark of the testimony covenant, and cover the ark with the curtain, and you shall bring in the table, and set in order the things that are to be set in order upon it, and you shall bring in the candlestick and light its lamps. And you shall set the altar of gold for the incense in front of the ark of the testimony covenant, and put the curtain of the door to the tabernacle. And you shall set the altar of the burnt offering before the door of the tabernacle of the tent of the congregation. And you shall set the bull between the tent of the congregation and the altar, and shall put water in it. And you shall set up the court all around, and hang up the curtain at the court gate. And you shall take the anointing oil, and anoint the tabernacle, and all that is in it, and shall hallow it, make it holy, and all its vessels, and it shall be holy. And you shall anoint the altar of the burnt offering, and all its vessels, and sanctify the altar, and it shall be an altar most holy. And you shall anoint the bull and its foot, and sanctify it. And you shall bring Aaron and his sons to the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and wash them with water. And you shall put upon Aaron the holy clothing, and anoint him, and sanctify him, that he may minister to me in the priest's office. And you shall bring his sons, and clothe them with coats. And you shall anoint them, as you anointed their father, that they may minister to me in the priest's office, because their anointing shall surely be an everlasting priesthood throughout their generations. So Moses did according to all that the Lord Jehovah commanded him to do. And it came to pass in the first month, Nisan, March, April, in the second year, 2514 AH 1528 BC, on the first day of the month, that the tabernacle was set up. And Moses set up the tabernacle, and fastened its sockets, and set up its boards, and put in its bars, and set up its pillars. And he spread abroad the tent over the tabernacle, and put the covering of the tent above upon it, as the Lord Jehovah commanded Moses. And he took and put the testimony into the ark, and set the poles on the ark, and put the mercy seat above upon the ark. And he brought the ark into the tabernacle, and set up the curtain of the covering, and covered the ark of the testimony covenant, as the Lord Jehovah commanded Moses. And he put the table in the tent of the congregation, upon the side of the tabernacle northward, outside the curtain. And he set the bread in order upon it before the Lord Jehovah, as the Lord Jehovah had commanded Moses. And he put the candlestick in the tent of the congregation, opposite the table, on the side of the tabernacle southward. And he lit the lamps before the Lord Jehovah, as the Lord Jehovah commanded Moses. And he put the golden altar in the tent of the congregation before the curtain. And he burnt sweet incense on it, as the Lord Jehovah commanded Moses. And he set up the curtain at the door of the tabernacle. And he put the altar of burnt offering by the door of the tabernacle of the tent of the congregation, and offered upon it the burnt offering and the meat offering, as the Lord Jehovah commanded Moses. And he set the bowl between the tent of the congregation and the altar, and put water there to wash with. And Moses and Aaron and his sons washed their hands and their feet there. When they went into the tent of the congregation, and when they came near to the altar, they washed as the Lord Jehovah commanded Moses. And he set up the court around the tabernacle and the altar, and set up the curtain of the court gate. So Moses finished the work. Then a cloud covered the tent of the congregation, and the glory of the Lord Jehovah filled the tabernacle. And Moses was not able to enter into the tent of the congregation, because the cloud stayed there, and the glory of the Lord Jehovah filled the tabernacle. And when the cloud was taken up from over the tabernacle, the children of Israel went onward in all their journeys. But if the cloud were not taken up, then they did not travel until the day that it was taken up. Because the cloud of the Lord Jehovah was upon the tabernacle by day, and fire was on it by night, in the sight of all the house of Israel, throughout all their journeys.